It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
All right, John Crist is back in studio. You're smart enough to have gotten Fox Nation. He's a comedian, commentator. He's got this rich religious knowledge. Because his dad was a minister, pastor, right?
Their religious knowledge. It's not a degree or anything, but I just spent a lot of time in church, yeah.
You do? Yeah. And you said you had, this is
I'll
interesting.
Take that.
This is interesting. My whole family was going from field to field.
Yeah.
Your whole family, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
7.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't want to ballpark it.
I know exactly 7.
You know exactly. You spent a lot of time in church, right?
Yeah, a lot of
and you loved it.
Loved it. Yeah, the growing up in church is the best. You know, the one thing I always taught you, of course, don't murder. Don't steal. And the third commandment was don't get a massage in the airport.
What
they said.
That's not
come
true.
On, dude.
Listen,
that's in the Bible. Well, that is in the Bible. Has to be.
I did not know that early man was that savvy about what the Wright brothers were able to pull off
putting
together flight.
Yeah.
No, but you don't get a massage in the airport.
Well, you know, all right, if you ever, like, go, you're out of town.
I'm not naked in the airport. I just go in the machine. I'm not
the
machine, on the chair.
They do have the naked ones.
That's crazy.
In Dallas, Fort Worth, they have one.
Go in the back room, get naked, get a massage.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right.
Well, all right, so if you're out of town in, like, a new city where you go on tour, right? So you're in, where are you going, in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Oklahoma City?
And Brandon, Mississippi.
Okay. What you can't do is just Google massage and go there.
Right.
You cannot do that.
Because?
No. There you're going to be on the news in the morning. You got to look up a reputable place, like go to a hotel that has like a spa, or like you can't just be out here just.
I guess this is my reputation. My family kind of sets me up.
Okay.
They know I like to get a massage,
okay.
And they'll get a massage. And then when I tell them I'm going to get a massage, like, oh, okay, hot shot.
Go take
care of yourself. I'll handle everything. You go get your massage. I'm like, wait, didn't you buy this for me?
Okay, ratings are well, dude. Right. I'm getting a massage. Dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And I get this, I go to that franchise, Massage Envy.
Yeah, see, go to a franchise. go to one to like, oh, I know of that one. Not the one where it's 2 a.m. just blinking massage.
No.
Do not go to that one.
See, this is a reputable one.
Yeah, Massage Envy's good.
They have tax, they have they file their taxes and everything.
Yeah.
But I envy anyone that can get an appointment because every time I call massage, they're like, you have to make an appointment way ahead of time. But my schedule doesn't reflect that.
No, dude, who's working for you? I mean, you can't get this guy. Drop some names.
They don't work for me.
Brian Kilmeade's coming through.
Do the people that work for you, the people that work for you, John Crist?
Yeah.
Like enterprises? Are you enterprises?
John Crist Entertainment.
Entertainment?
I like John Crist Enterprises. That sounds better, though.
Do you want to change it?
It sounds like there's multiple things. It's not just me posting on
TikTok.
He's
got everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
Enterprises is not just the guy posting on TikTok in the airport.
All right, so we played the airport one. Should we do the NASCAR one? Or do you not think that NASCAR is funny?
No, I mean,
I'm right here.
He's right there.
What do you mean? You don't think it's funny?
Well, she'd be honest. She's honest with you.
She goes, nah, this one's not that funny.
No, I pulled all of the very funny. They're all great, but as far as working for radio. No, they're all fantastic, just...
they got to work for radio. That's right.
No, but it's edited down. So it's like what you would, John can probably pitch it.
Because we've already played the soccer golf, which is fantastic. The irritated weatherman, which I think is awesome.
I mean, I got thousands of them, but
So do you mean you just have an idea, you just do it, and you almost forget about it?
Once I press publish, it's kind of, I'm already on to the, sometimes I see them, but somebody goes, that's my favorite video. I go, I forgot I made that.
Wow.
It just makes so many videos.
All right, we'll forget about video. I'm going to have you comment on what's going on.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have him do? I think it's a great idea, which you should have come up with, Allison. I shouldn't have come up with my own.
Yep.
Who pulled the Shaq? Who pulled the Shaq tape?
That was me.
That was you. Okay,
you're
great.
Welcome.
So what do you do? And this is going to be your problem when you have children.
Yeah, okay.
You're so famous and you're so rich.
Yeah.
How are your kids going to grow up not being entitled?
Yeah.
Listen to how Shaq, who's very similar to you, been compared to him.
Okay.
This is how he handles it. Cut 39.
Because I believe in respectable nepotism. You know, I was with the Miami Heat one day and an article came out. The grandmother leaves the son $250 million, right? So I didn't think nothing of it because it's a rich family. So I go in the locker room one day to shoot, and this kid's on his knees scrubbing the bathroom floor. And I'm looking at him like, hey, man, didn't your grandmother just give you $250 million? Yeah, but Dad wants me to start from the bottom. So he had to do that. He was picking up jocks, and he was, he started in the marketing department, and now I think he's the vice president. Once I saw that, I was like, you know what? That right there is respectable nepotism. Because the kid went to Duke. His grandma gave him $250. He could have been like, I'm not doing anything. But his dad said, nope, You start from the bottom. So that's what I also teach my kids.
So how do you feel about that? Is that responsible?
I mean, that's not really starting from the bottom. There's like a huge net below.
Like the G League would be truly starting from the bottom.
But you got to try out. Yeah. Some guys are like in Rucker Park. You clean
the court in Rucker Park.
Yeah, and if he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. He's like, I know I got, because you have. When I started comedy, I say it's like the aircraft carrier. I had a 9-to-5 job, and then you go. You know, when the air goes and then it's almost hits the water and then it.
Right.
That's a $250 million net is like, but give it a shot.
Okay, how about this scenario? Your dad's not a pastor, he's a comedian. He's Robin Williams.
Okay, my dad's Robin Williams.
You want to be.
Can you pick a live comedian? My goodness.
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, there you go.
So he was good, though, right?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, one of the prolific. Yeah.
So your dad's a comedian, you start working your way up. Yeah. But your dad owns a club, too.
Yeah. So and he owns a club?
He owns a club.
Yeah.
Does John Chris Jr.
Yeah.
not go to the club?
No, he goes to the club. I would say my dad would probably make me go by a different name.
Oh,
so
he
I'm
would.
Not like no I'm not like Robin Williams Jr.
Right.
I just got you were like your name's Scott. And then the crowd will know.
Scott Christ.
Yeah.
Your dad would never name someone Scott.
But a lot of those NASCAR drivers and stuff like that, they're a junior. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yeah.
You know,
Al Unser Jr.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Because what do their dads do? Drive.
Yes.
They drove. So as soon as they get in that car, they're miles ahead of the guy that his dad didn't drive because they know they've seen it. They know what success looks like.
Because you can't pretend, Shaq can't pretend he's not ridiculously rich. And he also, and, by the way, he is Enterprises. He does everything.
He is. Shaq is Enterprises. You see him on TV every other commercial.
And he's good. These are semi entertaining commercials.
But the worst, I would say the worst is when the nepotism and the kid is like not good.
That's bad.
Like Michael Jordan Jr. is like, ugh. Like he's not good.
I know.
That's even worse because you're like, I just wish I was just like a guy, like trying to play basketball.
You know, I heard Gaddafi's son wanted to be.
Wanted to be a what?
You want to write this down? So Gaddafi's son wanted to be a pro soccer player.
You know how
player.
We were doing like entertainment and sports and now you're just like, okay.
So Gaddafi's son wanted to be a soccer player. I'm going, wait a second.
Okay.
He was at his dictator best. Like this was Gaddafi before he was killed by his people.
At his height, yeah.
So his son was, and they're like, can we tell his dad he's terrible?
Oh, he wasn't good.
He wasn't good.
Better than
the average. He's better than club ball.
Yeah.
But
he
should not have been playing pro. But they kept him on the team.
You got to keep him on the
you
team.
You got to keep the dictator's son on the team.
Yeah, if it's in your country, right. You're keeping him. I bet. Dude,
you don't even think the analogy works.
If he goes to, I would just imagine him going to like the rival countries.
Right.
And dude, the hell that those other crowds would give him.
Right.
Could you imagine?
He would have
to be
as good as
Messi. This is a real story?
Oh, yeah. Gaddafi's son was pro, and he was just should not have been a pro.
You can't stand.
And you know
somebody.
A lot about sports. You did not know this?
No, I did not know that. That's unbelievable.
Are you not a soccer fan?
I'm a U.S. soccer fan.
Right.
Nashville SC and obviously the World Cup teams.
Hey, Nashville FC does well, right?
Huge. We just qualified for the playoffs. How did you know that?
Is this your first year?
What are the call letters of the Nashville station?
We don't have one.
Oh, we don't have one. Yeah, you're out of that one, aren't you? Yeah. Fair on that one. Yeah.
Not only that.
That was the most impressive thing last time. He knew everybody.
Right. I will say this. It hurts that you brought that up, that I'm not on Nashville.
We'll get you in there.
How do you do that?
It's all your people down there.
I know. You would think they'd be begging me.
You know what our people are? You remember this from last time? You know what our people are? You know what you called me? You remember that?
What did I call you?
Big red, white, and blue guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that?
I took that. I've been using it.
Have
last
you?
2 weeks.
So you write in your book, and I haven't through all of it yet. But you write in your book that's not out yet. About 100 pages.
Okay.
So
I saw you reading it at the
break.
But it's
not out. It's not out yet.
No, it's out next week, 17th.
Right. And they handed it to you on the set.
It's on
preview.
That's the first time I ever saw it.
So you
got it before me.
Should I not talk about, do you care if I talk about some stuff in the book?
We're already in it. I mean, you can't,
I could back out now.
We can
roll a commercial.
Okay, let's go to commercial.
All right, how about this?
You can talk about anything you want.
I did not know you needed to see somebody else do religion on stage in Los Angeles at the Comedy Magic Club for you to call in.
True.
What your background, your religious background. You thought to yourself, in Los Angeles, I'm not going to bring up religion. No one's going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So tell me, this woman's killing. And she's talking about Moses and the burning bush.
Yes.
Why was that a revelation for you?
Okay, because I grew up in church, and I always thought we were like a sequestered community. Like we would drive to our church, and we would pass 20 churches on the way. And my parents like, don't. These aren't.
These, don't even look.
Don't even look at them. They, like, hey, they have that youth group has pizza. Don't even. We're not even. Yeah. They raised their hands over there. We don't. Nah, we're going to ours. Right.
Right.
And you were just. I was homeschooled, very sheltered. So I started telling these jokes about growing up in church. Like I would do a joke like, just because your kid's named a Bible name doesn't mean he's going to be a good kid. Because I'm pretty sure in sixth grade a kid named Jesus stole my bike.
It's right.
Like everybody, if you don't have to be a Christian to
absolutely
know that.
You're and
like,
you were worried that no one's going to have the fundamentals.
Yeah, but then I mean, if you go outside, if you go down in New York City, would everybody know who David and Goliath is?
Sure.
Yes. Would everybody know the Christians meet on Sunday morning?
Sure.
And go and give money?
Right. And 70 million Christians in this country, so you
yes.
figure the odds are good.
And now you go up at maybe a I'm in New Jersey this weekend. It'll be a little like you're not going to do a Father Abraham joke like you would down in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
It's more of a tradition down there. But I thought in L.A., you know, these people are
Comedy Magic Club.
Yeah. And I go, there's no way. And this girl was doing a joke about Moses. And you say it in a way like if you go to like a I mean, there's, you know, black comedy shows, Muslim comedy shows, gay comedy shows, Middle East. There's a lot of themes of comedy shows. And if you weren't that specific market,
right,
you wouldn't love it, but you would get it,
right,
for the most part.
And that was a revelation, because then you started saying funny stuff. You wanted funny stuff about you.
About
you
me.
Heard Seinfeld talking on an interview and said the thing that's going to make you unique is talking about
your
story.
That's it. Like Jim Gaffigan has a bit about you know, growing up Catholic, having six kids and trying to steal cake at night when his kids are sleeping. No one can steal that.
Right.
That's his joke.
Yeah.
So if I talk about being homeschooled and working at Chick-fil-A, like, you can't steal that. You're like, that's John's joke.
Because you lived it.
You lived it and you speak directly from your perspective. And then I just started doubling down. I'm going to talk about me. And that's when my career took off.
And did it help you? Does it help you become a better person as you, like, as you expose yourself to the audience? That gains an attachment to the audience. They feel
100%.
Like they know you, right?
They go, yeah, there's a lot of guys that I see that are like, just joke. And be like, we don't know him. Like, I bet when
right.
people see you on the street, they, like, hug you.
Right.
And you're like, yo, I don't –
I'm
forget.
Irish. Yeah, I'm not a big hugger. I'm half Irish, half Italian.
Oh, it's – no, but it kind of goes both ways because you love massages but don't like hugs. So I'm going to call you
right.
I'm going to call you on that one.
I'm living a double life.
Yeah.
How do I do this? How am I pulling this off?
I don't like physical touch at all. I'm going to go get a massage super quick. Like, no hugs.
I have to get in touch with myself because I don't even realize how I really feel.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. I was like, well, I heard the last time you got a massage, you started crying in there. And I was
That is not true. And I know that's not true because my masseuses, what is plural for masseuses? Masai?
She's not saying a word, dude.
Right.
She's like, I'm,
I will say that
like, new topic.
They sign a confidentiality agreement.
They
like,
no,
much
they
like
don't.
Trump. Much like Trump. Trump had everybody sign a confidentiality. Yeah. He like knows. Things are going to go off the hook here.
I have people that, like, if they come with me on the tour bus for the weekend.
Right.
Like another.
They're signing something.
They have to sign.
Yeah. Right.
But if you, like, someone comes to clean my house, you can't be asking people to sign an NDA for that.
I think Trump does.
That's like Drake does.
He does
if,
do
yeah,
that?
Drake, if you come over to Drake's house, you got to put your keys in the basket and sign an NDA to go into his house.
When we come back.
We need to get on that level.
Drake.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Yeah, we need to get on that level.
I don't see it happening.
If I'm John Chris Enterprises, that's what I got to do.
And you can hire.
Yeah, I got to hire. Yeah, John Chris Enterprises.
John Chris Entertainment, barely making it.
Yeah, not no
Enterprises,
NDAs.
Enterprises,
yeah.
Too big. You can't even know everybody.
Hug. If you give me a hug, NDA, you got to sign it. Dude.
Back in a moment.
Excuse me, was your ex by any chance a 4-count chicken nugget meal? Because I can tell that you were never satisfied.
Yeah, what's up, girl? Ladies call me Chick-fil-A because I'll always satisfy you, and I was founded on Christian principles.
Girl, me and you were made for each other, like a homeschool van in a Chick-fil-A parking lot.
Excuse me, are you Chick-fil-A sauce? Because you're my first choice.
Girl, you treat me wrong, and I'm a chicken biscuit after 10:30. Not available.
Sup? You want a strip?
Chicken strip. I meant chicken strip. Chicken strip.
Hey, girl, listen. I know a lot of guys are, like, lining up to date you, but honestly, I'm like a Chick-fil-A mobile order. I can skip the line.
You can't spell love without I and you. Oh, wait, you can? Oh, okay. Well, I'm a Chick-fil-A cow, okay? I can't spell. Girl, you can call me a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich wrapper bag because I am still good in the morning. No, because I went home after our date and stayed at my house. Then I came back in the morning. We went on a second date and it was still fun. That's what I meant. Yo, what's up, girl? They call me Chick-fil-A chicken soup. Christian and good for the soul.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can go to dinner and a movie, but I got morals, okay? I'm like the Chick-fil-A store hours. Nothing good happens after 10.
This weekend, check out Brian's new show on Fox News Channel.
Because apparently he's cheaper than infomercials for nonstick pans.
That is not true.
Chill out, Gutfeld.
That really hurts.
One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. More of Brian coming up.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
At a White House event, President Biden asked if Representative Jackie Walorski was in the audience, asking, "Where's Jackie?" Apparently forgetting she died last month. President Biden on Friday attended a formal ceremony welcoming Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Said Biden, "And where's Justice Ginsburg? Ruth, come on up here."
That was pretty funny, right, from
SNL?
That's
pretty funny, dude. Yeah.
Right. I mean, they had some moments, but they just refused to do the other side. John Crist is with us here.
I like when the press secretary tried to explain away that one. Right. That's my favorite. It's like we should just play those as stand up.
And you don't have
that
to say anything.
Unbelievable humor.
And what she said essentially was, well, you have to understand the president had her on top of
just
mind.
Just unreal.
Because we know everybody knows he screwed up. Everybody knows that
like
he forgot she
say,
was dead.
Hey, you're right. You just refusal to just the doubling down is just.
And evidently, even the Washington Post was asking her, listen, we all know you're not telling the truth.
Fine.
Like, I don't even want to do this, but you're making me ask you a tough question.
That's like somebody's like, hey, should we get like the booster? You're like, yeah, you should get it. You're like, still.
Still. Well, yeah.
Someone would just say like, hey, might have.
How about this? The Coast Guard guy gets praise from the President of the United States. Like he went out there in the middle of a hurricane, 14-foot waves, and he saved countless people. He's a great man. It turns out he's being fired next week for not getting the vaccine. So he gets called.
That's true.
That's totally true. Next week he will get the vaccine.
Done.
This stud that is a hero, should be wearing a cape, is getting fired for the vaccine. And by the way, the guy that back when I confronted Admiral Kirby – Admiral Kirby was in quarantine.
Yeah.
He's got four shots. He got the virus. And he's firing this guy who's saving people in a hurricane.
Does anybody know how a vaccine works?
I just want you to hear this, and I want to get your reaction.
I'm ready.
Joe Biden's got a problem trying to relate every story to and make some things to make it more relatable. Tell me if you hear this.
Oh, no.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
So he's in Puerto Rico trying to relate to them.
Was
he was raised in Delaware, where he says there was a disproportionate amount of Puerto Ricans. They looked it up. There was absolutely no Puerto Ricans.
Don't say anything. I was right.
Have you ever met someone who had to put himself in the center of every story?
If someone from the right did that, they would be canceled. I was raised Puerto Rican.
So listen, I'm excited about you're going to be in Newark, New Jersey on the 7th.
New Brunswick, tonight.
New Brunswick,
tomorrow.
That's even more important. New Brunswick again on the 8th.
Where are you going down there?
And then you're going on the 8th again in New Brunswick, Jersey at the Stress
Factory.
Yeah, I got
four shows down there.
And then over to Virginia Beach, Funny Bone on the 21st.
Let's go.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.